Vov Nisan, Thursday the 22nd of March, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Avodas Leil Haseda.
Morning.
Morning.
So, as you know, that all that was just now said about removing the chametz, searching for the chametz, is all a hachana, is all a preparation for Leila Seda. The person does all the preparations, but when it comes to Leila Seda, he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. He's done the tofel, but he hasn't done the ikkah. The ikkah is the night of Leil Pesach. You know, we have many, many mitzvot to do on that night. But out of all the mitzvot that we do, is only two mitzvot d'oraita, which is the mitzvah of Haggadah, Vigata Levincha, and the mitzvah of eating matzah. That's the two mitzvot d'oraita. So a person has to be focused to know that whatever he's doing now is all a preparation. The Mamloya says that a person, he can do all the preparation, and when it comes to Leila Seder, he can lose everything in one go. How's that? Yeah, especially this year. Leila Seder is Friday night. Yeah? It's at the end of the week. It's been a hard week. Everyone's working. Everyone's busy clearing the house. And it's the end of the week. The person, normally in every Friday night, person's tired. Yeah? And Kotzken, the week of Pesach. And if after doing everything, all the achonas, comes Leila Seder and the person's falling asleep at the table, and he says, look, Rabbosai, we have to get a move on because we just can't keep our eyes open. Yeah? He's lost everything. All that he's done, all the achona he's done, it's all gone. Yeah? Because all the achonas is for Leila Seder. For the mitzvah of Vigat Levincha, the mitzvah of the Oraita, Vigat Levincha. Hamavadi used to say, Bala matzah yatsa, bala gadalo yatsa. A person swallowed the matzah, he's yotze. If a person swallowed the haggadah, he's not yotze. Just to read the haggadah, be to read it, yeah? Just to get through it as quickly as possible, that's not the mitzvah. That's not the kavon of the mitzvah, that's not the mitzvah. So therefore, I always say that one of the achonas for Leila Seder is, it's not stama chumre, it's a din. Everyone in the family, the children, the wife, the husband, everyone must rest on Erev Pesach. It's a chiyuv, yeah? Nowadays, we haven't got the same strength as in the previous generations. Previous generations, they could do everything, they could still be up Leila Seder. People used to fast. The Bechorim used to fast on Erev Pesach. Yeah? Nowadays, who fasts? Which Bechor fasts on Erev Pesach? Everyone goes to the Siyam, they listen to the end of the Masechta. They listen to the Siyam, they break their fast, and then it's same as normal. Why? Yodachot shel Olam, Chachamim saw. Yodachot shel Olam, you tell the Bechorim to fast on Erev Pesach, Yatzah Tzchar Behefsedo. They'll do the fast on Erev Pesach, which is a nice minig, yeah? But the Ikka, they won't do. They won't be able to stay out for the Leila Seder. So we have to balance it. Yeah? The same thing with all of us. Yeah? We have to know that it's a chiyuv gomer that everyone should rest. The Erev Pesach, the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva is to close lo amar af pam. He never ever said it's time la'amod bebet hamedrash. It's time to get up for the bebet hamedrash, except for Erev Pesach, in order to make sure the children are sleeping, to put the children to bed. So he asked, he needs to put the children to bed. Why he didn't have a wife? Why could he put the children to bed? Why did he have to go? Because Rabbi Kiva understood the importance of the mitzvah of Vigata Levincha, to say to your children, yeah. And if your children have to go to sleep, to be awake, for you to be able to say to them when they're awake, so obviously you have to be awake as well. No point the children awake, you're just falling asleep. Didn't think about that, did you? Yeah. So, it's a chiyuv gomer, everyone to sleep on Erev Pesach. Yeah. I know that some people, were mehadar to bake matzahs in Erev Pesach. Yeah, it's very nice. It's a beautiful hiddur. At what expense? If it causes you to come home just before Pesach, yeah, just for Yom Tov, you come home, you get in the shower, and you come late to davening, and then it comes Leila Seder, because of that, you're falling asleep. Because the baked matzah in Erev Pesach is a hiddur. But to say the Haggadah on the first night of Pesach properly, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. First, I should know what's the ikka, what's the tuffel. The importance of saying the Haggadah b'simcha, to be able to say it in the way that it's supposed to be said. Zohar Kodesh was printed in many Haggadahs. Zohar Kodesh says, Kol ba'anash de'ishtoi b'tzias mitzayim. Any person with the night of Pesach speaks about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'ahu sipur, chadi b'chedva. And that relates it with rejoicing, zamin iu lemechta b'shchinta le'al medose. He will be invited to rejoice with the Shechinah in the future world. So it's so special to be able to mekayim this mitzvah, to mekayim this mitzvah properly, the shleimus, which is to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, to do say the Haggadah, b'toch simcha, and eranit, awake and with his full koiches. The hardest thing when it comes to saying the Haggadah is most families find it very difficult. How do you pitch it? You got round the table, adults, small children, older children. Who are you speaking to? If you speak to this one's bored. If you speak to this one, that one's bored. How are you supposed to pitch it? And the way the Haggadah is written, I always bring this down, the way the Haggadah is written is, it's written for both. The way we've got the Haggadah is, it caters for both. The beginning of the Haggadah is only focused on the small children. The total focus is on the small children. Dehainu, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, and the beginning of Magid, after Manishtan and Avodim Ayinu, we're only speaking to the small children. It's like there's no one else at the table. A father and a grandfather's focus must be only on the small children. Because that's what the Baal Haggadah wants us to do. Yeah? You see it from the way the Haggadah is written, how it's... So, all the action is at the beginning. I will say the beginning of the Haggadah is action-packed. All the action, whatever we do, the poel is at the beginning of Haggadah. So we've got Kiddush. So first of all, that's already a Kiddush. Everyone's got their own cup of wine in front of them. And then, we all lean afterwards. Do the Maaseh Seiba. Everyone goes to wash their hands. They say a bracha. It's also a Kiddush. Everyone gets a piece of carpus, not too big, not too small. Make a beri pri adama. We dip it. Things we don't do normally. It's all exciting for the kids. Yachatz, we break the middle matzah. Have you ever thought about it? Why do you have to break the matzah at the table? Why can you take a broken... Is there a lack of broken matzahs in the box? Why can you put a broken matzah over there already? Why do you have to break it? Yeah? Ted says, you're breaking for the children. The children should see. What does it mean, holach ma'anya? What does it mean, alechem oini? They should see what's going on. Then we take off the ke'ara, we take it, we remove it, halach ma'anya. Then the children all get excited, they say manishtana, and we give them the answer of Avodah Mayinu. There's different customs also, how we involve the children. Some places they tie the afikoman to the back of the children go outside, and we ask them where you're coming from, where you're going to, all sorts of things to encourage the children, to excite the children at this point. When the children ask the question, Manishtana, because you know Leila Seder is very important to ask questions, and the parents have to encourage the children to know that any question that they will ask, yeah, they'll be rewarded for it. Because the ik of the Seder is, Vayakish alcha bincha machalemo mazot v'amata elav. Not just to give a drosha, but to respond to a question. Because when a person's got a question, then he understands the answer better. And we answer to them, Avodim Ayim Nifarubim Mitzrayim, B'yotzeinu Hashem, Nokeinu Misham, B'yad Chazakatu HaMashiach. We were slaves, came out. That's why we are doing all these things tonight. Let us say that. Once we've said that, the focus of the Haggadah then changes. We're no longer speaking to small children. The Haggadah doesn't refer to them anymore. The children can go and play now. The small children can go and play. If they want to sit at the table, they can sit at the table. If they don't want to sit at the table, we're not bothered anymore. Now the focus is on the adults. It's on the older children. The ones who can understand. As we say straight away, "Vafilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu zekenim, kulanu yodim et haTorah." We're speaking now to those who know the Torah. To the chachamim, to those who understand. Mitzvah lin saper b'tziat mitzayim. We have now the mitzvah of sipur yitziat mitzayim. What do you mean? We've already started Magid. Now you tell me there's a mitzvah of sipur yitziat mitzayim. Terry says, now we're doing the Ikka mitzvah of sipur yitziat mitzayim. Till now what we did is a very brief version, just for the sake of the small children. The she'eino yodeh lish'al, and the child is a tam who doesn't understand. So we say to them in their very brief, in one line, we tell them what it's all about. But now we're speaking the mitzvah of sipur yitziat mitzayim as it's supposed to be done. Cholamar b'lisab b'tziat mitzayim ha'zeh meshubah. And we bring the master Rabbi Elazar, this introduction. Teach us what is the Ikka mitzvah of sipur yitziat mitzayim all about. We speak about Master Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim who were in Bnei Brak, and they were speaking about it the whole night. Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Azari, we say that there's a mitzvah to mention the going out Mitzrayim the whole year round, but tonight is different because tonight the mitzvah is Leharbot. The mitzvah is Kolamar Belesaper. We speak about the four sons. We speak that, okay, we referred already to the Talmud Sheni Shtar, but now we speak to the Chacham and the Rosha, because the Rosha is also a Chacham. He also wants a proper explanation. Now we've said what is the mitzvah all about. Now we really start the Haggadah. How do we start the Haggadah? What words is really the Haggadah starting? That is the beginning of the Haggadah for the adults. So we have to know. When we're at the Seder table, you have to know the first part of the Seder, we're only focusing on the children, we're not ignoring the adults. We're not bothered with them. We want to make sure the children are excited, they know what's going on, they ask questions, and we give them the basic answer. Once we've done that, forget about the small children, focus on the older ones. So, one of the things the Rambam writes, the Haggadah Shel Leil Pesach is different from mentioning the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim the whole year round. It's a mitzvah to mention Zechiyah Yetziat Mitzrayim the whole year round, as we say in the Haggadah. The Imam Tizkot Yom Tzeidcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemeichayecha. Yemeichayecha Yamin Kol Yemeicha Alecha Alelot. Every day and every night we have a mitzvah to remember this Yetziat Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says, in what way is Pesach night different? Because Pesach night, we have to be matchil begnut umesayim b'shevach. We have to say the whole story. We have to start with the hard times, we have to then mention the good times. When we say zechirat yitziat mitzrayim every day, we only mention the yitziah. Ani Hashem lokechem asher hoceiti etchem be'eretz Mitzrayim. We speak about the going out of Egypt. The night of Pesach is not enough just to speak about the going out of Egypt. Matchil begnut umesayim b'shevach. What does it mean, Matchil Begnut Umesayim B'Shevach? The Gemara says two opinions, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Matchil Begnut Abadim Hayinu, we were slaves. Shmuel says, Mitchila Ovdei the Avodah Zarah, you have a table. We were Ovdei the Avodah Zarah. That's the Gnut we have to say. The Maaser, we say both. We start off with Avodim Hayinu, but we also say, Mitchila Ovdei the Avodah Zarah, you have a table. In other words, what's very important, yeah, is the Haggadah is related on two levels. There's the physical and there's the spiritual. The physical level of the Haggadah is the physical Shibud and the physical Geula. But what's more important is the spiritual level, which is Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Our spiritual lives went down in Mitzrayim, and Da'achshav Kerbanu Makom La'Avodah Zarah, but when we came out of Mitzrayim, we became spiritually elevated. So we have to speak about both these aspects. And that God, as we mentioned, we say both, but we don't say it together. Why? Why don't we say it together? Why don't we say Avodim Ayinu, Petchila Avodim Zara, at the same time, one after the other? Why do we divide it? The answer is very simple. The Rambam himself says, when we're speaking to the very small children, which we're doing at the beginning of the Haggadah, they don't understand about spiritual values. They don't understand about, we weren't able to have a proper spiritual life in Mitzrayim and Hashem took us out. They don't understand that. They know slaves, they know shibud, they know the physical, they know the B'nai Choyin, we're free now. So therefore, when we speak to the small children, we just say to them, Avodim Ayin Lefarubim Mitzrayim V'yotzei Hashem Lekim Misham. We were slaves, the Rambam says, and we should say to the child that we were slaves, in the olden days, everyone used to have slaves in the family. You should point to the Eved in your house and say, like, this slave. That's how we were slaves in Mitzrayim. That's what the children understand. They don't understand the spiritual slavery and spiritual ge'ulah. But when we start speaking about the Haggadah to the older children, to the adults, that's how we start. The ikka focus is not on the physical. The ikka focus suddenly changes. We focus now on the spiritual. That's the main focus we have to focus on the Haggadah when we're speaking to the older children. So, it's interesting that when we say Avodim Ayinu, before we start the mitzvah, V'afiru kolam chachamim, we say one line. V'ilu lo yitziya kodesh boch is avoseinu b'mitzrayim, adayin anachnu v'neinu v'nei v'nei mishubadim ayinu faru b'mitzrayim. If Hashem would have not taken us from Mitzrayim, we would still be slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. That's a very broad statement to say, isn't it? How do you know that? Is there still a Paro Mitzrayim? Yeah? Is there such a thing as slavery now in the 21st century? So what's that got to say? If we wouldn't have come out from Mitzrayim, we'd still be slaves to Paro Mitzrayim. There's no Paro. There's no slavery anymore. Yeah? So what's the meaning? Huh? What's the meaning? So this is, even though as we said, we don't say to the children, the small children, we don't say to them about the spiritual. But we mention, we miramaz it in the Haggadah. If the child would be clever enough to ask his daddy, but daddy, what do you mean? There's no slavery nowadays. There's no power. What do you mean? What's that got to say? So then we will tell him. Then we'll explain to that child, that yes, physically, there's no slavery. But spiritual slavery there is. And if we would have not come out from Mitzrayim at that time, Tlalis would have sunken down and become part and parcel of the scene of the Egyptian scene. We'd be completely mitzbolel. We'd be completely lost in Egyptian society, in Egyptian culture. So, either Lord said, because Moghta would take Mitzrayim, because Moghta never took us out from Mitzrayim, we've still been slaves to Paro Mitzrayim, meaning we'd have still been spiritually lost. There'd been a spiritual holocaust. But we don't say to them, we don't elaborate on it, we don't explain that to them. We just say, the Haggadah just puts it there, in case the child will ask me the question, we can mention it. The second point is matchil begnut u'mesayim b'shebach. We have to start from the bad and end with the good. Let me ask a question. Yeah? Holocaust survivors, yeah? They've been through terrible times. Do they want to remember it or they want to forget it? Do they like speaking about those terrible times or they don't want to speak about it anymore? They want to just look forward and get their nachas now. Huh? Can't hear.
Yeah, it just came out many years later. We didn't
digest it. Then they want to forget it. Now they want to remember it. They want to pass it on. Then they want to forget it. They want to get on with their life.
Ah!
They've lost
the
marriage.
The mitzvah of Haggadah is not only thousands of years later. This same mitzvah that we're doing now is the same mitzvah they did when they came out from Egypt. The first year, the second year, the third year. Exactly the same. So what is the mitzvah matchil bignut? Do we want to mention the gnut? Do we want to speak about all the hard times that we had? What for? What do we want to go, what do we want to rehash? And speak about all the difficulties that we had. There it is. That the difficulties is not just something we went through. The difficulties had a tikkun. There was a reason for the difficulties. The difficulties was part of our experience of the Geula. And if we would not have had those difficulties, we would not have the Geula. Matchil Bignut is not just Matchil Bignut because we're speaking about the bad times just sort of to wallow in self-pity. No. Matchil Bignut, yeah, is because there's an Indian in the Gnut. There was a reason behind it. It wasn't just Ribbono Shel, he wanted us to suffer. There was a reason behind it. The Pasuk says, V'otzi etchem mikur ha-bazel mimitzrayim. I took you out from the kur ha-bazel, from the place where the iron is processed, yeah. And when the iron is processed, yeah, in the these big kilns, yeah, it toughens the iron. The iron becomes stronger. Klal Yisrael became stronger because we went through Mitzrayim. Let me explain to you why again. The same muscle. Holocaust survivors, yeah, they don't have any difficulties to get through life. Why? Because there's nothing difficult after being through the Holocaust. Nothing which you ever will do in life is difficult if you've been through that experience. We and our children, they're brought up in the lap of luxury. They complain. They complain to wake up in the morning. They complain this food is not good enough. Their life is full of complaints. Nothing's good enough. Why? Because they never suffered. They've never gone through any type of bad experience. We prevent them. We cushion them from any type of bad experience. But when a person has been through all those experiences, when he has to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, when he's awakened up and he has to walk to the site where he has to do hard, back-breaking work, nothing is hard for him ever in his life. There's no difficulty. Memela, that is the purpose of the Kura Bazel Mitzrayim. You have to speak about the Gnut. Why? Because the Gnut was a Toiva for Klal Yisrael. It toughened us up. It hardened us. It made us stronger. It made us realize our koiches, what we're capable of. We shouldn't say afterwards, we can't do this, it's too hard. What did you do in Mitzrayim for Paroi? That you can do now for Avodas Hashem. That is the purpose of the Shibud Mitzrayim. And the same thing was Mitzchila Ovid Avodah Zorah. Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, they were contaminated. They were affected by the culture of the Egyptians, by the society, by the lifestyle. They were Ovid Avodah Zorah in Mitzrayim. Till HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Mishchu k'chu lachem seh. Separate yourself. Mishchu yedeichem min Avodah Zorah k'chu lachem son shel Pesach. Separate from Avodah Zorah. The Avodah Zorah of the Egyptians was the seh, was the sheep. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, separate yourself from the Avodah Zorah and take now this, take the sheep, slaughter it, remove it, and use it for your Avodah Hashem. So that was the spiritual effect that they had in Mitzrayim. But that was also for the good. That was also for the good. Why was it so important for them to see it firsthand? Yeah? Because then they will appreciate. When we saw the decadent society of the Egyptians, at first hand, we saw their idol worship. We saw that Egypt was a land of Zimon. It was like nowadays in England. That's what it was like. We have to see, yeah? The Abdul, the Goyim, they want to teach us values, British values, yeah? They've got no values. There's no value in society. There's no value in marriage. They've got nothing, yeah? But we know that because we live with them. We see it daily. We read about it daily in the papers. You say every paper, every hoich offense by them, what have they done? Yeah, what do they get up to? So that experience, yeah, we know about it. So the Achshav Kerbona Amokim Lavodato, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us for his avoida, we're so proud to be Yidden. We're so proud that, you know, their education every 10 years changes. How to educate their children. Kalal Yisrael, when you think about it, it's about the Gezach. Our education is the same from Moshe Rabbeinu. For 3,000 years, Kalal Yisrael are sitting the same Seder, eating the same food, speaking about the same things, talking in exactly the same way what we're doing, what our parents did, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, everyone is doing the same thing. Why? Because the Torah values don't change. These are eternal values. This is what we have to pass on to our children. The Torah doesn't change. The Torah's values are the same. We have to know, yes, there is a society, there's a culture, but they've got no values. The only value that there's only one value, there's only one yardstick. That's Torah Seinu HaKadosh, the Holy Torah. That's the value, and that doesn't change. Those values is La'adul Olme Olamim. So that is why we have to be Matchil Bignut. The physical slavery to toughen us, and the spiritual slavery, the spiritual side of it, to realize how privileged we are in our lifestyle and what the Torah gives to us. When we go further, we say straight after Mitzchila Avodah Avodah Zarah, Baruch Shomei Avtachato LeYisrael. Blessed Hashem, He kept His promise. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, He shaved our kets. He worked out the kets to fulfill what He promised Avraham Avinu and Bris Ben Amsovim. Everyone asks the question, when a person makes a promise and he keeps his promise, we need to give him a shkoyach? So what do you say, Baruch Shomei Avtachato LeYisrael? Blessed Hashem, He kept His promise. Shkoyach. I expect Him to keep a promise if He said a promise. The answer is very simple. Yeah? It's brought down in Rashi in Pashas Bo. Dabe no be ozne'a. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, please, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, say to Klal Yisrael, Dabe no be ozne'a, please say to them. Why please? If you tell someone that they should ask the Egyptians, Klei Chesed v'Klei Zov, you have to ask them, please do it. They're quite happy to do it. Yeah? Who's not happy to get money and gold and silver? Says Rashi, Eino ela lashon bakasha bebakasha mimcha. I'm asking you, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm begging of you, Hazireh malkach, to tell them this. Shelo yomar to tzadik Avraham, and Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, Avodim ve'ino otam kiyem b'hem v'achachin yitzu b'chush v'adol lo kiyem b'hem. He shouldn't say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fulfilled very nicely the slavery, but you didn't fulfill what you said, v'achachin yitzu b'chush gadol. I don't have any talents for Avraham Avinu. Does that make any sense? The Baruch Hashem asked Moshe Rabbeinu as a favor that Avraham Avinu should not have any talents. But what about the promise? Teretz is very simple. When it says v'achrechein yetsu b'rechush gadol, what does it mean? What's rechush gadol? It doesn't say what. What is rechush gadol? Is it physical? Is it spiritual? It doesn't say. So if Hashem would just given us spiritual heights when we came to time, He's fulfilled rechush gadol. But shelo yoyma oitzu tzadik, Avraham Avinu shouldn't say you didn't fulfill it in all its in entirety. I don't have any talents from Avraham Avinu. Shouldn't say that you did fulfill all its entirety and give them also physical wealth. So then please. But if I would not give them any physical wealth, I'd fulfilled 100% what I said Bechush Gadol. Because the word Bechush Gadol means both. It means spiritual and it means physical. And this is what we're saying in our Agoda. Blessed Hashem, He kept His promise to give us the spiritual wealth. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the Mitzrayim 400 years, we wouldn't have lasted out. But He took us out, Kates 190, he took us 190 years before the time. In order to fulfill what He promised Avraham Avinu, that we'd come out with spiritual values. And this promise, which the Bereshit promised, that Klal Yisrael, however they go, whatever hard times they have, they'll always come out from it. That promise is not only then, that promise is for all the Goliaths. Shelo echad bilvad amad aleinu lechaloteinu, ela chol dov ado omdim aleinu lechaloteinu, v'akadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. In every single generation, omdim aleinu lechaloteinu. What does that mean? Every single generation, the goyim, they want to destroy us. In every single generation, v'chol dov ado omdim aleinu lechaloteinu. What does it mean? It can mean physically, but it can mean also spiritually. It's two distractions. They say the spiritual Holocaust now, which is taking place in the 21st century of intermarriage and so on and so forth, is greater than the physical Holocaust at the time of Hitler. It's greater. More than 6 million people have been lost to the Jewish nation through the spiritual Holocaust. So what is that? Is that not Omdim Aleinu Lechaloteinu? So we have to know that the Haggadah we have to read on two fronts. To the children, avodah physical. To the adults, spiritual. Spiritual troubles and spiritual savory. That's what we have to speak about. You say, when it comes to the end of the Haggadah, lefichach, anachnu chayavim leodzot, hotzianu me'abdut lecherut u'mishe'ibud ligula. It's two things. What's the meaning of Chayrut le'avdut she'ibud ligula? Abdut le'chayrut she'ibud ligula? Abdut le'chayrut, this is spiritual. Ein echa ben chorin le'mishu osei b'tamu tzua. She'ibud ligula, this is physical. Then finally, when we come to the brocha at the end of the Haggadah, v'noyde lecho shir chadash al ge'ulateinu ve'al pedut nafshenu. Two things. Al ge'ulateinu, physical. Al pedut nafshenu, the redemption of our souls, that's the spiritual elevation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As you know, pidyon means when you exchange something. When we came out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanged us for being Avdei Paro to be Avdei Hashem. It's not that we came out, so now we're free, we can go on holiday. We became Avdei Hashem. Hashem did a pidyon nafshenu. Yeah, a redemption, an exchange. And therefore then we start the Hallel, Halleluka, Hallelu Avde Hashem. We are the Avodim of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We appreciate that Kadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us the physical redemption in order that we should be able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that should be the focus of our Haggadah, Bez Hashem, Ubi Zoicha, to speak about the Nekayim properly, the mitzvah, in the right way. Amen. Can you answer? Amen. Amen.